Hi everyone, today we're reading from John chapter 19, verses 28 through 37. After this, Jesus, knowing all that was now finished, said to fulfill the scripture, "I thirst." A jar full of sour wine stood there, so they put a sponge full of the sour wine on a hyssop branch and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." He bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Since it was the day of preparation, and so the bodies would not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath was a high day, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs might be broken so that they might be taken away. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who had been crucified with him. When they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once there came out blood and water. He who saw it has borne witness. His testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling truth, so that you also may believe. For these things took place that the scripture might be fulfilled. Not one of his bones will be broken. And again, another scripture says, they will look on him whom they have pierced. So again, we are here at the cross, and Jesus here is dying on the cross. And we're going to be covering this actually in a couple months when we go through the Passion Week. But here in this passage are two of the seven things that Jesus speaks, two of the seven sayings of Jesus on the cross. And the first one is, "I thirst," is what we see in verse 28 here. And all these things that Jesus says on the cross, we should take a lot of weight because literally they're his dying words. And by "I thirst," there's some meaning behind this. One is, it points to the humanity of Jesus. And you can do some research on your own here, but there's a lot of medical science that points to why Jesus would be thirsty at this time, right? And I think you can look that up on your own, but seems to be a lot of evidence of how and why this is happening here. And just as a note, even later on, as in the second half of this passage where Jesus was already dead, they didn't break his legs, the blood and water coming from his side, all these things. It's kind of just to show us, it shows us the actual humanity of Jesus. And this is important because this shows that Jesus actually died on the cross. This wasn't like a bait and switch. It wasn't like he was like just asleep and then like he came back to life later. No, he was dead. He really suffered and he died on this cross. But also, we're told that thirst here, when he says "I thirst," he's referencing, it's fulfilling scripture. And there's a few places he could be referencing. One of them is Psalm 22, which was we mentioned yesterday. But if you think about thirst that we see in the Old Testament especially, it's symbolically used, right, as a need, a yearning, a longing for God. Right? If someone's thirsting for God, it means they don't have him. There's a separation from God. And so perhaps here, what John is showing us is that Jesus was now here separate from the Father. He was longing. There's a separation from his Father, and he's just in agony, in need, in desire for God, as he's separated because of our sin that he took upon this cross. The second and the last saying of Jesus on the cross is one that I'm sure many of us have heard, but he says in verse 30, "It is finished." It's finished. And this in the Greek, it is tetelestai. That's the term there. And you may have heard this before, but that actual word was used in that in those days for other purposes as well. And so someone if you owed someone money, like, you know, $50, and you paid them that $50, they would write on the bill, on the invoice, "Tetelestai." The debt has been paid. It is finished. Our business here is done. That's what happened here. When Jesus says it is finished, the debt has been paid for our sins. This is what Jesus came to do. To finish that work. And him going to that cross He not only died, but with it, it was our sin had been defeated, right? The debt that we owe God for our sin had been paid. It is finished. Now there's a bunch of other verses here. Not going to go over them too much, but we're talking about legs being broken, them checking on Jesus, finding him already dead, all these things. But we're told in verse 36 and 37, it's that these things took place that the scripture might be fulfilled. So all that happens here, it's a fulfillment of scripture. And there's a lot of different ways to look at this, but one way I would want us to look at and think about this is that all of this then was planned. It was in a sense premeditated by God. This was part of the plan of God. This is not an accident. Jesus willingly gave up himself for us. And this is where we remember the good news, right? Because while we were still yet sinners, Jesus died for us. And this is a demonstration of God's love for us. Let's praise God for this love that is shown to us. That Jesus, who went to the cross and thirsted, was separated from the Father. But as he died, he says, it is finished. The debt has been paid. We now have a way to the Father. Let's thank Jesus for this grace. Let me pray for us. Lord, we thank you for your amazing love that was shown to us on this cross. And I pray that we will keep on coming back to the truth of this, the joy of this, the hope of all that you have done for us, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We love you.